Praise be Jesus and Mary. This is one of the few instances really where our Lord, with this complaint, unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. He condescended to the man's request. It was a request made with lust of that arrogant demanding of something from our Lord. And yet, as our Lord points out, I mean, he's the reader of hearts. You could almost say, well, I mean, how does he know that, you know, this guy, you know, has kind of conditioned this request, you know, well, if he heals my son, me and my whole household will believe. And basically, you can, by the end of the gospel, you know, well, our Lord sees this was a test. They were putting our Lord to the test with a condition that, if our Lord does this, then we'll believe in him. And yet we know from the beginning of this gospel here today that we've read that our Lord had already been doing works in Jerusalem. He was being talked about. And it's like sometimes, you know, this is a little bit of an arrogance on our parts. You know, it's like we're almost back to Thomas. You know, everybody else saw it. You know, I want my turn. Why can't I see it? I want to see it with my eyes. I want to touch it with my fingers. And there's, you know, there's pride in this. There's a failing not only just in supernatural faith, but there's also a failing in human faith. Because we fail to believe those whose testimony is worthy to be believed. And that's wrong. We're not allowed to just, you know, when a person gives us, if we have no reason, you know, we know that they're truthful, we know that they know what they're talking about, they're not a pack of liars, then we should give credence to what is said. And we do this all the time in the world. In fact, probably even, you might say, even worse than that, you know, we give credence to things which really we ought not to. That's being credulous. But oftentimes, just say news stories, for example, oftentimes what we listen to in the news, it's like, we don't put the news reporter on the same kind of a par with our Lord. It's like, well, unless they do this for me, I'm not going to believe what they tell me, whatever happens someplace else in the world. And we see the silliness of why, you know, and our Lord, he's right to complain. We don't. It's one thing to come to our Lord asking us as his children, knowing that he's a father willing to help us, as opposed to always having, you know, in the back of our mind, hidden in our hearts, it's a test. I'm putting God to the test to find out, you know, if he's for real. You know, I want to see if he's there for me. You know, if he's not there for me, what do I care? But God is there for us. And we constantly have to bear in mind, it's the same example as I gave yesterday in yesterday's Mass, that, you know, to approach our Heavenly Father like we would our parents. And you don't test your parents that way. You know, mom, dad, here's the law. You know, you do this for me and then I'll believe you're my mom and dad. It's a silly test. To ask our Lord as we continue this Lenten journey, really to try to be his true children, trusting in him, coming to him with the confidence of children, manifesting our needs to him. This is an important point, you know, in our relationship with him, is he wants us to tell him our needs and to trust in him, but not to test him. Let us ask our Lord to truly be his children, acknowledging him as our Father, manifesting our needs to him as a child does to its parents, to those whom it goes to and its needs. So too may we do this with our Heavenly Father, trusting in him that he will do what he knows is best for us. And above all, let us, of course, entrust these needs to our Blessed Mother. A true mother, she demonstrates, you know, even we don't, some, like all true mothers, sometimes you don't even have to ask them. But even to trust these needs also to our mother. She does want to be asked, and she will present them in a way that's most pleasing to our Lord. But let us refrain from these hidden in our hearts and our minds, these hidden little tests, putting God to the test. God is not pleased with such things because it shows a lack of trust and a lack of faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fructum ventris tuum.